is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again and welcome to Folk Music Worldwide. Today we have with us one member of a well-known folk music group, the New Lost City Ramblers. In our studios with us is John Cohn. For those of you who may not have heard the New Lost City Ramblers music, let me first off play a song called I'll Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms.
Go to it.
Ain't gonna work on the farm. Lay around the shack till the mail train come back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train come back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. With my own true love, she done quit writing to me. She must think I don't love her like I used to. Ain't that a foolish idea? Sometimes a change in the ocean, sometimes a change in the sea, sometimes a change in my own true love, but there's never no change in me. Ginger cake baker, sister can weave and can spin. Dad's got an interest in that old cotton mill. Just watch that old money rolling. They tell me that your parents do not like me. They have drove me away from your door. If I had all my time to do over, I would never go there anymore. With another man wouldn't even go my way. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms.
I'll Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms, done by the New Lost City Ramblers. John Cohn of the New Lost City Ramblers, how on earth did your group get that name?
Well, it's something we sort of put together ourselves. And when we started, we didn't have any plans of folk music being a business or lasting as long as it has. I mean, folk music in the commercial sense of singing and doing concerts. We always sang for fun before we got together. And we were three boys who were all born in New York City, although living in different places and doing different things. And we had to get a name for our music. And we play old-time music, old music from the South. And we choose our music mostly from that period when the home folk music was first put on records. And so you couldn't really say it's hillbilly or it's commercial or it's home folk music. It's folk music. Now, the name New Lost City Ramblers was a way that we could present ourselves, full of ambiguities, because we're city boys singing country music, and we're in the present, and that's new, but the music is old, and so new would make you think, was there an old group with a name like this? And city is city, of course, and lost is my commentary on the whole affair, and rambling is, I guess, what I'm doing now.
You mean there never was a group, the Lost City Ramblers, or the old Lost City Ramblers?
No, but it makes people think that there was, and there were lots of string bands in the early days that had crazy names like that, which gave some humorous and yet definitive look at themselves.
You're shattering my illusions. I'd always visualize some city that had been lost, and some singing group named itself after the lost city, and then you named yourselves after the singing group that didn't... Well, yes.
Well,
anyway.
From Georgia, there's been Gid Tanner and his skillet lickers, and there's been Uncle Dave Macon and his fruit jar drinkers, and there's been the corn chuckers and the North Carolina Ramblers. So this is the kind of thing. As a matter of fact, there was a group of fiddlers. They called themselves Dr. Smith's Champion Horsehair Pullers, of course referring to the bow, but okay.
Yeah, I think before we get any more confused with the names of these groups, I think maybe we better get back to some nice, uncomplicated music. How about Blackjack David?
Yeah, that's a pretty song, and it comes from the Carter family. Now, it's a very old ballad, the story of Blackjack David. It's an English tradition for many, many years, and we did it like the Carter family did it. They recorded it in 1927 and 28 up to 1930 or 40. And they just did it with guitars and an auto harp. So here we go.
Blackjack Davy come riding through the wood, he sang so loud and gaily, made the hills around him ring, and he charmed the heart of a lady, charmed the heart of a lady. How old are you, my honey? She answered him with a silly smile, I'll be 16 next Sunday, be 16 next Sunday. Come go with me, my pretty little miss, come go with me, my honey. I'll take you across the deep blue sea, where you never shall want for money, you never shall want for money. Made of Spanish leather, she put on those low heel shoes, and they both rode off together, they both rode off together. Last night I lay on a warm feather bed beside my husband and baby. Tonight I lay on the cold, cold ground by the side of Blackjack David, by the side of Blackjack David.
Blackjack Davy, as done by the New Lost City Ramblers. That's originally English, isn't it, John?
Oh, yeah, it's a very old song. But it's still alive today. You know, this version we sang was sort of how it was put together by the Carter family in the 1930s. And it's been on a hit parade recently, I think, as a version of it, at least, as the Whistling Gypsy or the Gypsy Rover, which is a rewrite of that song.
Did you know the Carter family? Did you ever meet them? Or
well, I had never met them when we recorded this, but some of them are still alive now. Although they're sort of, well, one of them's retired, and one of them's very active in country music on the Grand Ole Opry. That's Maybelle Carter, and she's been very influential in bringing the guitar into American music. Before the Carter family, and before 1927, there were very few guitars in American folk music. It's a fallacy that the guitar was the instrument that went west, you know, with the pioneers. It was the banjo and the fiddle, which were the old instruments.
Well, now, which instruments do you use?
I use the banjo, and I use the guitar, and I used a little bit of the fiddle and the mandolin, and we also in the band have an auto harp and a dobro, which is a sort of Hawaiian guitar, and a little bit of harmonica sometimes.
You all play each of them, or you?
Or we all play a lot of them. I wouldn't say we all play all of them.
Incidentally, it might be an idea at this time to say something about the rest of the group besides yourself.
Oh, of course. There's three members who are working into the Lost City Ramblers for the first 4 years. It consisted of Mike Seeger, who's a half-brother to Pete Seeger, and Tom Paley, who's a mathematician who's now left the group, and he's wandering around in Stockholm somewhere, I believe. If anybody sees him, tell him to tune up his guitar and say hello from John Cohen. And then the third member is myself now, and we've gotten a replacement for Tom, a boy named Tracy Schwarz, who's an excellent fiddler, and he also was born in New York, and he really plays the fiddle very well and sings.
Now, I see on your album Country Blues, that's more your song than the rest of the group's, isn't it?
Well, we don't always sing as a group. We sometimes sit down and have a duet, or just somebody does a solo, because we like to present a huge and a large range of what does go on. There is all kinds of things. Country blues is more of a home song. It comes from the kind of song someone would sing around their house rather than on a stage show. And yet that's one of those things when it takes three people to get together, like in the Black Jack David, and a family would do that, but for an individual who had the blues. But it's the white blues, more or less, and it's back in the mountains. It's used the old modal style of tuning the banjo into a different kind of a chord, a different kind of a sound. And the singing might sound awful to some ears, but we're getting used to it. We get to like it very much, this modal sound. It's not a major chord, and it's not a minor chord. It's just its own distinctive scale. So here's the country blues.
Yeah.
people, and my pale face is turned to the sun. You can't stand around and mourn, little woman, and think on the way you have done.
Country Blues is done by John Cone of the New Law City Ramblers. We'll be talking to John Cone again in a moment, and hear some more New Law City Rambler music right after this message. All right, this is Alan Wasser again, back at Folk Music Worldwide, and as has apparently become my custom, let me just take a moment here and ask you all to send in letters, cards, just mention us in a letter to any other show. This is the only way we have of finding out who's listening, what you like to hear, what you want to hear. If you would like a QSL card, an acknowledgement that you've picked up Radio New York Worldwide, just mention Folk Music Worldwide and that you heard the New Lost City Ramblers show, or some reasonable approximation to that, and you get a QSL card. In addition, let me mention again an idea I came up with a week or two ago about the idea of sending in tapes that you can either make yourself or collect yourself from your own area of folk music around your home. We're going to put together a whole show of these tapes and play them on the air. I can't give you anything besides the exposure of letting most of the world hear your folk music, but I think it'll be an awfully interesting show. Make sure they're single-track tapes, though. If you've got a double-track or a four-track machine, take a blank reel of tape and only record once over it. We'd like 7.5 inches per second, but it doesn't have to be that. It just gives us best quality. And send them in to me, Alan Wasser, at Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York Worldwide, New York 19, USA. But even if you haven't got tapes, please send us in a card or a letter mentioning that you heard the show.
Well, while you were talking about that idea of sending in tapes, tapes have become a very important way of collecting music and getting the old songs down and recorded for other people to hear it. And, you know, this folk music is always changing, and I guess the whole range of music you've had on here has revealed that. And sometimes a tape recording is invaluable for holding on to some of the old ones. Now, I was just down south with my wife down in North Carolina recording some old ballad singers, and we've heard some wonderful music. A man 55 years old, and he's very vigorous, and he sings the very old traditional ballads. From that collecting trip, then we drove up to Ohio and did a folk festival, sort of sang a few songs there on a folk festival. And then from there, well, we come back to New York, and we're putting on a concert tonight of a lady from Arkansas who's come all the way up, and a man from Southern Virginia, banjo player and a ballad singer. And we're putting on a concert for the Friends of Old Time Music. And then tomorrow, I guess I have to take off and drive up to Toronto for a little bit of work in a club there, and then come back. I think we're flying to El Paso for a concert after that. So it's very hectic, but it's wonderful how this music travels now.
Well, speaking of hectic things, it's going to have to be hectic here if we're going to get in any more music.
Well, here's Mike Seeger singing the Knick-Knack song, just about a little bit of marital blitz, and Tom Paley and myself are making wisecracks in the background.
June, to wrestle day, wrestle day, row, row, row. I took her home by the light of the moon. To wrestle day, rustico quality, ickety, hackety, old John Dobson, nickety, nackety, now, now, now.
I thought this was a knick-knack party, not a wrestling match. Talk about getting a wife now. I couldn't even get one on the 4th of July.
That's Independence Day.
I sent her out to milk the old cow. To wrestle day, row, row, row. She sat right down, she milked the old sow. To wrestle day, rustico quality, hickety, hackety, old John Dobson, nickety, nackety, na, na, na.
I sure hate to milk cows.
Don't try horses.
Our cow gave no milk, so we had to sell him.
Churned her butter in Dad's old boots. To
wrestle day, rah, rah, rah. And for her dasher, she used her foot to wrestle day, rustico quality, hickety, hackety, old John Dobson, nickety, nackety, na, na, na.
I used to always go up on a shelf and get jam.
Yeah, I used to go up there too and steal them pumpkin pies.
Well, that's better than Dad's boots.
She swept her floor but once a year to wrestle day, rah, rah, rah. And for her broom, she used a chair to wrestle day, rustico quality, hickety, hackety, old John Dobson, nickety, nackety, na, na, na.
And that ain't a lot, ain't it, Tom?
I'll say it is.
She keeps her shoes on the pantry shelf to wrestle day, rah, rah, rah. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself to wrestle day, rustico quality, hickety, hackety, old John Dobson, nickety, nackety, na, na, na.
Well, I don't think we have to sing anymore. After that,
I thought this was a knick-knack party. Sounds like a marriage to me.
Wrestle-dee, rustico quality, hickety-hackety, old John Dobson, nickety-nackety, na-na-na.
The Knick-Knack song is done by the New Law City Ramblers. John Cone, we're way out of time. Any chance of your coming in again some other time and doing another show with us?
Well, I think in a few weeks the boys will be in town, all three of us, and I'll try and get them up here if it would be okay.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I'd love to have all three of you come in. We'll do another show with the New Law City Ramblers. Well, and if our listeners will write in quickly, I'll show you the letters we get when you come back in again. Okay. Thank you very much, John Cone.
Thank you very much.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19 USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.